The About That Action Quick Picks Edition on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at wynnbet.com and download the app today.
We're also brought to you by BetterThan.Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home for free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube, but for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV.
We're also brought to you by Riffer. Riffer is your home for mini podcasts from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Subscribe to our Riffer channel today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/riffer. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/riffr.
Talk really.
I'm just about that action, boss.
Welcome everyone to About That Action Quick Picks Edition on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm your host, Kyle Waddy Watnell, joined by my co-host and partner in picks, Mark Megatron Glass. Today is Wednesday, April 14th. Mark, dive us right into it. How did we do on our English Premier League soccer last week?
It was yet another fantastic winning week of sports betting in the soccer world.
For one of us.
It looks like I can only speak for myself. It was tough because I had a plus 2600 parlay, I think it was.
That's right.
Or no, it was plus 1600, sorry. Still a lot. That was riding on Everton beating Brighton, which seemed to me like an easy pick.
Right.
It was plus money, and the bookies got it right. They drew in a very disappointing result there.
Yeah.
So that cost me $100. But otherwise, across the board, we looked really good. Arsenal beat Sheffield for, they were like minus 176.
Yeah.
Man United beat Spurs at plus 134 odds.
Nice pick there.
Chelsea, my lock, beat Crystal Palace quite handily. Two goals from the American Christian Pulisic as well.
Yep.
West Brom, a big dog hit.
Good one.
Sweeping Southampton. Cruising to a 3-0 win. West Brom apparently on a roll.
Pick.
8 goals in their last 2 games.
Yeah,
incredible. And that was a plus 255 underdog. So all in all, we cashed out off of those a few games at plus 396. So basically a $400 weekend, which is absolutely nothing to complain about on my end. How about yourself?
Yeah, I got to give you your props where they're due for that West Brom pick. That was an exciting one and a very smart one. I was, of course, on the other side of it if you tuned into last week's show. So I lost $100 on that Southampton pick. Unfortunately, I just didn't think West Brom's pulling something off here late in the season, making a little run for it for safety. So that's pretty cool. I also had Everton to win, and that was just such a frustrating game to watch. They ended up drawing 0-0. So the only victory of the weekend for me was the lock of the show for both of us last week, which was Chelsea beating Crystal Palace. So a bit of a hit, down 149 from the weekend, so that was disappointing. But onward and upward, Mark, as it goes onward and upward. We live to see another day.
I'm paying your rent this month.
There we go. I appreciate that. Go ahead and take us into the first matchup you like. It is match day 32 in the English Premier League. The first matchup you like.
First matchup I like is going to be Everton versus Spurs. Everton, the hosting team. I'm taking Tottenham in this game, which last week you may recall I said is something I really don't like to do at this point in the season. They're so up and down. They put in yet another dreadful performance against Manchester United, which I was expecting and which I cashed out for.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually am going to take them at plus money this week at plus 120 on the road.
What is this, upside down land? I did not expect you to back Tottenham.
This is just the battle of two underperforming teams. So I had that big parlay riding on Everton, right, to beat Brighton.
Yeah.
So I watched the entire 90 minutes of that game, which I think was the first 90 minutes I've watched of either of those teams through and through.
And it was painful.
It put me on to just how bad this Everton team has slipped up. I see absolutely no hope for them. Normally I'd say, like, okay, maybe they'll pick it up at home, but they have so many injuries going on right now. Like, literally half their team is apparently hurt, and namely Dominic Calvert-Lewin, who does the majority of the goal scoring. He's out right now. I watched James Rodriguez, who's supposed to be facilitating that midfield. He just the Premier League is just a whole different beast. It's tough for players that don't want to put in tackles and put in the hard work, in my opinion. So I actually think this is going to be a very close match, almost a stalemate, but I think Tottenham have that little bit of world-class firepower that's just going to push them over the line. So I'm seeing like a 1-0
counterattack goal.
Yeah, I do think that Spurs keep a clean sheet in this game. So I'm thinking like 1-2-0 to Spurs, but I'm going to take them on the money line at +120.
All right, sounds good. Solid first pick from Mark, taking Tottenham, a team he doesn't normally back, but in a plus money favorite spot as they take on Everton. My first pick, going to go ahead and look at Newcastle and West Ham face each other this weekend. Newcastle are the dog at +258. West Ham at a +104 favorite spot. Now, this is an important match for West Ham. They're sitting in fourth right now. Chelsea's been, for the most part, red hot. They had that one slip up a couple weeks ago against West Brom. But overall, in recent weeks, they've just been one of the most solid, exciting teams in the league. And they are right on the heels of West Ham. Chelsea sitting in fifth with 54 points. West Ham sitting in fourth with 55 points. So just a one-point cushion to get bumped out of that all-important fourth-place Champions League spot. So this is a must-win, if you will, for West Ham. A very important match. They can't be dropping points to anyone below them at this point in the season with such a close race for that fourth-place spot. And then when you look at the other side, you look at Newcastle. They have a lot to play for as well because they are sitting at 17th. But they have a little bit of a gap from Fulham, who's sitting in 18th in that relegation zone. Right now, there's a six-point gap between the two. So Newcastle, yes, they could very much use this one as well. But to get West Ham in a spot like this, a team that's had a much better season, has a better roster, I like them in this spot where this is a game they should win, a game they need to win, and it's a plus-money pick. Even though it's a favorite, we're getting them at just slight plus money. I feel like by kickoff, they might be slightly in the negative. So I'm going to go ahead and jump on West Ham to get the job done as the slight plus money favorites at +104. Your thoughts?
This was actually going to be my second pick, You saved us a little bit of time there.
There's not too many games this weekend to pick from, so I figured there might be some overlap.
Yeah, it's a short week. It's a little bit more brief. But yeah, I agree with you. I'm taking West Ham as well. Even though they're away from home, I just think they are the much better team. I was surprised to see this line. I thought that they'd be an underdog. I thought they'd be minus money instead of plus money, especially after a good performance against Leicester City this past weekend. So I'm going to take them. If you actually look at Newcastle's schedule, this is a crazy schedule, right? They have West Ham, who's in fourth, Liverpool, who's pushing for that, who's obviously a great team, Arsenal, who are in great form, Leicester City, who's in the top four, and Man City, who are running away with the league right now. Those are their next five games.
That's
and
brutal.
After that, they play Sheffield and Fulham, the bottom and second bottom teams, respectively.
Wow.
So they've got to play like the best of the best and then the worst of the worst.
Right.
In West Ham, a team that's overperforming right now, I'd say. Like, no one would have picked them to be in this spot at this point in the season, but they've looked good for the part. But I think Newcastle look at this and they say, okay, this is a game where we're at home, and based on the next four games after this, let's go for this one.
Right.
So I think Newcastle are going to have to come out and try and play a bit of soccer. They're not really going to be able to pack it in this one like they will in the next few games. So I do see West Ham having a little bit more space than normal, and I think that will benefit them. Plus the talent gap, I'm gonna definitely hop on this one with you, and okay, I'm gonna take West Ham at plus money.
I agree. I think that's a good point you bring up with the schedule coming up for them. I think we'll likely see them, you know, parking the bus a little bit in the next few matches against some of those big clubs. So it does make sense that we might see a bit more of an open game here that should favor West Ham to get the job done, and Newcastle kind of protecting, trying to salvage points over the big clubs they're playing in the next few weeks. So I like that one. I know I just took your second pick, but why don't you go ahead and jump us to your third really quick?
My third pick's going to be Chelsea, and I got a little fancy with this one. As we've gone through the show, I've realized that in the props, there's good money to be made here with the you pick the winner of the team, so who I would be taking on the money line anyways, and also for more than 1.5 goals to be scored in the game.
Total. You are getting fancy.
Yeah, and that just brings the lineup ever so slightly. So I'm going to take Chelsea, who's a minus 178 favorite, against Brighton, who's plus 459. But I'm going to take Chelsea in over 1.5 goals in the game at even money.
Yeah.
Which I really like. Chelsea's been on an absolute roll. Christian Pulisic, the American, who a lot of people were frustrated wasn't playing when the new manager came in, he's finally got his spot back in the team, and he's been absolutely fantastic. Two man-of-the-match performances in a row, and I think 3 goals in his last 2 Premier League games. He's been on fire, and they've benched Timo Werner because of him coming in, and the team just cannot stop scoring.
Yeah.
And where you, when you pair that with Chelsea have the best defense in the league at the moment, they've let up a ridiculously low amount of goals in the last like 10 or so games. So I don't think Brighton's going to be able to break them down. I want to say Chelsea's the home team as well, so they're going to have that slight advantage too. So I think Chelsea go out and win this game two or three goals. If you wanted to get fancy, you could take Chelsea by 3 goals or more, but I'm going to play it a little bit safer here, and I am going to take Chelsea at home beating Brighton with more than two goals or more scored in the game at even money.
Yeah, I like that pick a lot. Yeah, that's a good one because it covers a lot of scenarios, right? You know, Chelsea could cruise to an easy 2-0, 3-0 win with all the attacking firepower they have. But it also gets you covered a little bit just in case, you know, something happens and they concede an early goal to Brighton. Then they just have to, you know, they come back and win 2-1. There's no spread they need to cover or whatever. If they do, you know, they do have a solid defense, but if they do leak in a goal, you are covered as long as 2 goals are scored total in the match and Chelsea comes out on the winning side, which they're, you know, expected to do so at minus 178 as favorites. So I like that pick. My next one's a little crazy, Mark. So I'm gonna just warn you. I was looking at all these lines, right? And we've talked about Manchester United a lot, and we've been writing, or especially you've been writing them recently. They've had a lot of big matches against big clubs recently, and they've been pulling off some really solid results. This weekend, they take on Burnley. Manchester United against Burnley. Man United are the minus 280 favorites. Burnley coming back at plus 850. So Man United, a heavy favorite, going in against a big dog at a big price. And I was looking at this matchup. Doesn't this kind of feel like one of those moments? I mean, Manchester United's had some of these matches throughout the season where they just lose to a team they should never lose to. Is this a moment where we should be taking advantage of putting a little bit of money on a line like plus 850? I mean, I know there's a huge gap between these two teams in terms of talent, but Manchester United, known for sometimes having these choke games, do you think this could happen? It feels like a spot it could happen. They have a decent little gap in second place. They're relatively comfortable right now. Could they slip up and concede, and could there be a plus 850 ticket that we can jump on?
I don't know. That's pretty wild to go for. Your logic is surprisingly sound here.
Well, Burnley's in 16th, man. They're like, they have a lot to play for. Manchester United, comfortable in second. Yes, there's no such thing as comfortable in the top four. I understand that, but unless you're Man City. But Burnley, so much more to play for. They're only one point away from 17th, and then the 18th spot, obviously the scary relegation zone. Am I crazy?
This could be a draw of the week contender. I mean, like you said, Burnley do have more to play for here, I would say.
Yeah.
I would definitely agree with that. Man United, the fate is in their hand. They're not going to win the league. Like, they're not going to catch Man City. And I don't think Leicester, West Ham, or Chelsea will catch them either.
The draw is at plus 400. I'm just going to mention that.
I agree with that logic. My problem is just you're betting on everything that could go wrong to go wrong for Manchester United, and everything that could go right for Burnley to go right at the same time. Like you said, it does happen. It does happen, especially with Man United.
Plus 850. What a prediction that would be. I'm not predicting it. Anyway, I'll start dilly-dallying around my pick.
All that, and you're not going to take it?
No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a spread, okay? I'm going to take Burnley plus 1.5 goals, okay? I'm going to take them to keep this game close. You can get that at minus 125. Manchester United, like I said, have been playing a lot of these big matches recently against big clubs. This is kind of a drop-off in competition, and if you look, you know, throughout the season, sometimes when Man United plays these lesser teams, They kind of, there's just not that much firepower. They don't win. They don't crush people. They tend to keep these games close, and Burnley has a ton to play for. I feel like they can at least keep this game close, and I like them plus a goal and a half. I don't think they lose by more than one with so much on the line. They're going to be either pushing for a draw, as you mentioned, which would cash this ticket as well, or maybe they pull it off. But anyway, I think that's probably the safer pick, Burnley plus 1.5. What do you think?
Yeah, I guess at this point in the season, I like to look at the team's schedules and what they have remaining. At this point, we've got 7 games left, and Burnley are 7 points clear of safety, which means that essentially they can, what would the math be there? They can win. They need to win 3 games for safety. They're basically like 9 points away from securing safety, and Fulham will drop points throughout the remainder of the season.
Yeah.
So my only problem here, well, I guess it plays to your advantage now that you're taking them at plus 1.5. So this is actually a positive point for you, is that I think Burnley look at this game and they say, hey, we'll take a tie here.
Yeah, we'll take a point.
We'll take a tie and we'll go home and we'll try and beat Wolves. We'll try and beat Fulham and Sheffield and Leeds United as well. Yeah. So I think that could play to your favor.
All right. The only worry is like a Man United just getting an early goal and then just kind of cruising to like 2-0 or 3-0. But anyway, I'm going to take Burnley plus 1.5. For a bit of a creative play there. You can get that at minus 125. And then my last one for the week, I actually just watched Liverpool take on Real Madrid in the Champions League matchup today. It was a 0-0 stalemate, pretty boring match to watch. Liverpool had to make up some goals on aggregate. They couldn't get it done. Real Madrid playing very defensive, as you would expect. So Liverpool bounced from the Champions League. Now all they have to worry about is the Premier League and working their way back up to the top four. So with that in mind, you can get them at minus 150 this coming weekend as they take on Leeds United, a plus 375 dog. I'm on the side of Liverpool. You know I love a bounce back. I'm going to take it as a bounce back of the Champions League result today. I think they take out those frustrations on Leeds. And they've also, like, Salah's been in actually really solid form recently. They've been scoring goals. They've been they have pretty good Premier League form the last few matches. They're actually, they've won their last 3, and they're sitting in 6th behind Chelsea. So, they've now's a good time to make that push, focus on Premier League, and I think they continue their solid Premier League form with a win this weekend against Leeds. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, Leeds United, they leak goals like a house that's collapsing after Hurricane Katrina or something. Like, they just love to concede goals. They love to score goals, but they concede them too.
Yeah.
So actually, there's probably some good props that you could get on like this being like a 4-goal game or more.
Yeah, it could be for sure.
I didn't look at
the
it personally.
Over-under is set at 3 goals. You get the over at minus 120. That's not a bad pick there. You can get the under at even money, but I think there's probably at least 3 goals in this game. So you can look at that as well. But I'm just going to take Liverpool on the money line. I like the value of taking a team like that at minus 150. So I'm going to jump on that. Mark, it's time for your draw of the week. What match this weekend is most likely in your eyes to end in the tie?
You know, like you said, this is a little bit of a condensed week. Not every team is playing. So there weren't that many options. So one of them I'm looking at here is Wolves versus Sheffield to draw at plus 245.
Yep.
I dove into the archives and put up a little stat for you here.
Oh.
Wolves have not had a game with more than a 1-goal margin, win or lose, besides when they play Man City or Liverpool, right?
Okay.
So I think Man City beat them like 4-1. Liverpool beat them by a good amount too. Since October 30th, right? They beat Crystal Palace 2-0 on October 30th, and since then, every game they've played except Man City and Liverpool have been 1-goal margins.
That's a crazy stat.
Yeah, that's insane. So it's just all these games have been super close. So I'm thinking this could be the draw of the week. I feel like Sheffield United, like, they're bad, right? Don't get me wrong. But they can put up decent performances when they need to. Like, they had a stretch where they got a couple of clutch wins. Things just haven't really fallen their way, but things haven't gone the way of Wolves either, and their attack has been greatly hampered. They lost Diogo Jota to Liverpool in the transfer window, and then they lost Raul Jimenez to injury. So that was their two leading goal scorers, and so they just haven't like had a lot of creation. So I could see Sheffield going out and getting a tie here, like a 1-1. So I'm gonna pick this as my draw of the week because I just think it'll be a close game, and maybe Sheffield just do enough to get a point here.
I like that pick. That was actually going to be my draw of the week as well. But for the sake of creativity, I'll throw in the plus 400 draw. You know I'm going there between Manchester United and Burnley. So I'll take my shot on that one. Manchester United maybe have a bad performance against a lesser team who needs much more to secure a point. So I'll go ahead and take that one, but I definitely agree with you. That's kind of the nothing game of the weekend is definitely Wolves and Sheffield. Sheffield's dead in the water, and Wolves is sitting in, like, what, 12th? Yeah, they're sitting in 12th place right now. So they have not really much to play for either. Like you said, lots of close games for them. So I could easily see a 0-0, 1-1 in that one. Let's go ahead and do a quick word from our sponsors before we come back to close out the show with the Lock Dog Parlay. This show is brought to you by WynnBET. WynnBET is bringing you the action of real sports betting with the Wynn Las Vegas experience. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports games. Generous promos, odds, and parlays are happening right now at WynnBET. Get started today, and you'll receive a special offer of up to $500 in a risk-free sports bet. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at wynnbet.com and download the app today.
We're also brought to you by BetterThan.Vegas. It's like YouTube, but for what hashtag DGens only care about most, and that's sports betting. We're giving out free daily video picks over on our BetterThanVegas profile page. BetterThanVegas is also always running a ton of free contests. They've got a ton of free picks and handicappers to check out too, so make sure to subscribe to our profile so you don't miss a single pick at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV.
Lastly, we're brought to you by Riffer. The Sports Gambling Podcast is now on Riffer. Riffer is your home to mini episodes and free picks from the SGPN crew. If you don't have time to listen to an entire episode, Riffer is the perfect quick fix. Make sure to subscribe to the SGPN page by going to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Riffer. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/RIFFR. And just like that, we're back. It's time to close out the show with the Lock Dog Parlay.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose. Subconsciously. I'm still alive. All right.
Thanks a lot.
Lock Dog Parlay.
EPL Match Day 32. Mark, what is your lock?
My lock is going to be Arsenal.
Interesting.
-142 favorites against Fulham. Fulham down at the bottom. They had that crushing loss to Wolves where they lost it in the 90th minute of the game. Which blew your draw of the week, if I may rub that in your face.
Thanks.
you almost had a genius pick there, but so you're a minute off. And I mean that just crushed Fulham. They're now 6 points out of safety, and they have an extra game on Newcastle, so they're potentially like 7 to 9 points away.
Yeah,
which is brutal at this point in the season. I really feel for them. So I just feel like I feel like a team like Arsenal is the last team they want to face in such a deflating loss.
After a deflating loss, yeah.
Yeah, a team that's going to have the possession over the ball. They're going to wear you out. They're going to, and you know, they do have a lot of talent despite their standing in the table not reflecting how good they are because they're under a new manager this year. And well, this is his second year, but the COVID year was the first year, so we don't really count that. So,
yeah.
So Arsenal's kind of getting in the swing of things. They're getting a couple guys back from injury, too. And these are the games that Arsenal love when they can have the ball and they can break teams down over the course of 90 minutes. So I see Arsenal getting a win here. They've been in some good form. So I think Arsenal's in a big upswing while Fulham just had a tough loss. And at home, too. A tough loss at home. So I'm going to take Arsenal at -142.
I agree. I think Arsenal probably end up in the hunt for the top four next season. Definitely on the upswing there. My lock is going to be Liverpool -150 against Leeds for reasons I already mentioned. Coming off of that tough Champions League result today, now they focus on getting back into the top four in the Premier League, and that starts or continues, I should say, with a big win this weekend over Leeds. Mark, your dog.
My dog is actually, I never thought I'd say this in my lifetime, but I am going to double down on Arsenal here. I'm going into the props. I'm saying Arsenal win and more than 2.5 goals in the game at plus 205.
Mark's like starting to consistently cash money on the EPL quick pick show, and now he's starting to get confident with the props. Now he's like, oh, here's what I'm gonna do now. Yeah, all right, okay. You're gonna do what? What'd you say? Arsenal and over 2.5 goals. Is that what you said?
Correct. In the total score line. So I could easily see Fulham scoring a goal, but okay. I think Arsenal, who are at home, they jump ahead fairly early, and I think this could be like a 3-1 win.
Okay. At plus 205, that's a good sized dog there. I like it. I like the creativity. Points for creativity for sure. My dog is gonna have to be Burnley. I mean, I somewhat joked but not completely joking about taking them to upset Manchester United at plus 850. I'm not gonna go that far. My dog is going to be the pick on the spread. Burnley plus 1.5. It is at minus money, minus 125. But that's the closest I could come to a dog with a limited board this weekend.
I hope Burnley wins just so you feel that regret of being so close to taking them.
I know. Definitely a game I'm going to watch. Should be an interesting one. But yes, Burnley plus 1.5, my dog. Mark, your parlay.
Parlay, this is the week.
maybe this time.
We've been so close in the past weeks. This one, I'm not going to lie, I don't feel great about this parlay. It's just Spurs, man. Like, having them in a parlay is just, it's so tough.
What if you took them out?
I'm not going to. Not going to. I'm going to take Spurs to beat Everton, West Ham and Chelsea as well, who we spoke about. Arsenal we spoke about. Man United you spoke about. And Liverpool you spoke about. So I don't have to cover any of these picks.
You just stick all the favorites.
Yeah, but there's 2+ monies in there.
All right, fair enough. Yep.
There's 2+ monies and Arsenal. So.
All right, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's a 16 parlay. What does that pay out?
Plus 2547.
Okay. All right.
2500, let's say.
All right. Solid parlay. I'm going to go back to, I need to start chipping away here, this week was my first loss week for a little while, but I'm going to start chipping away at little bits of profit until I can work my way back up to some big parlays. So for that reason, Chelsea and Liverpool, I don't see either team losing this weekend. Simple two-team parlay at plus 168, taking them both on the money line. Any last words from Mark before we close out the show and come back next week?
No time for words.
Thanks for tuning in.